that we've been producing raw goat milk over the last year and a half. Recently we received accreditation to produce and sell gelato.
Wow, that's quite unique. Goat gelato. I wonder what the Italians would think.
We actually had a number of Italians sampling it, so they're pretty wrapped, actually.
That's all made in Townsville?
Our farm is out towards Woodstock on the Flinders Highway, at a place called Toonpan. We've got 50 acres out there, and we've got a herd of Saanen dairy goats, the Swiss breed goats, which are the premium milking goats. Well, I've probably got about 60-odd goats on the ground at the moment. We've just started milking 20-odd.
We're standing under the tent. You're selling gelato. It's a bit drizzly. We've got a wonderful range of smells, a mix of goat and horse, because we've got the horse stables just behind us as well. It's all very horticultural. We can hear the rain dripping on the tent, but it's not dampening or wetting too many spirits. Might be wetting a few people's appetites, so looking at the range of gelato. How many? What have we got, about six different varieties there?
Six flavours today. We've got a berry, a chocolate, a mango and passion fruit, and a coffee, and a vanilla, and a salted caramel today.
Let's have a chat with your wife as well, because it is a family business. What made you want to get into goat's milk, goat's products, goat's gelati, etc.?
My husband. Well, we've always loved goats. We started with Boer goats, which are the meat goats. It just progressed from there. We had to decide between one breed or the other. And the Saanens and the milking won the day. I enjoy making soap, so we've got some of that as well. And it's just slowly grown over the last couple of years. It's the love of the goats, and they're very gentle, loving animals.
So no kidding, your husband got into it. You had to pull your horns in and get in as well.
I certainly did, yes. I do escape. I work away from home a bit and leave him to do it all on his own. But it's a wonderful experience. You have to love your animals and the whole process to be able to do something like this, because it's a 24/7 job.
Is it all your own herd that you milk from, or you source from others as well?
No, we source from others. But this season is the first of our own homegrown animals, and so that's exciting. One of the main drivers of us getting into this and being involved in the Goat Club is that we're an eclectic club as the Townsville District Goat Club, and over the last few years we've been networking and getting more and more people involved in the whole broad spectrum of goats, whether it be meat, whether it be dairy, whether it be fibre.
I mean, when we think of big industries in the region, we think of cattle, cane, bananas, mangoes. We don't really think about goats, but as president, how big is the goat industry in the region?
You'd be amazed at how many people own goats. On our database there's quite a lot, and as an industry, goat meat is the most consumed meat in the world. Goat milk is the most consumed milk in the world, and it's obviously niche in terms of the Australian palate.
Is it mostly hobby farmers, or are there many people that are in it full-time for a quid like you guys?
Yes, well, most of them are hobby farmers, or small herd. I do know of a number of people that are getting an income stream from their goats, which is exciting.